Our Place, episode 585.
Our Place, where anything can happen and probably will.
Well, hi and welcome to Our Place with me, Steve.
And me, Angie.
How are you all doing? We're doing all right, aren't we?
Yeah, I think so.
I think we're doing all right anyway.
On this nice bank holiday Monday, as they call them in the UK, when you have a holiday on a... Why bank holiday?
Well, yeah, I don't know why that is.
I always assumed it's something to do with the banks not being open on this day to give the people a holiday in the banks.
I assume so. I don't know
where it started from. Anybody know?
I certainly don't.
Could probably Google it.
Yeah. Anyway, well, what have we been up to, Ange?
Well, not a great lot of this, that and the other. It's mainly been... lots of online meetings for you, lots of phone trainings for you. You did get out once to do a demo of some equipment to Kent. This is the first time you've been far since all the lockdown started, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think that you've been this far to because we're slowly coming out of it, out of the lockdowns are being eased. The lockdown is being eased slowly.
Yeah, we went to the pub last Wednesday and
we
sat outside
like
again.
A big happy family because it ended up just us and the landlord, didn't it?
It did, yeah.
The other people left.
Yeah, people left and just us and the landlord.
It was in the end.
Yeah, that was really nice.
That was really nice.
Yeah.
And then I came home and cooked a Greg's sausage and bean melt that you can get in Iceland, but after a few drinks, I wasn't drunk, but certainly tipsy, and trying to see what's on the boxes and see what you're getting out of the freezer, and remembering to put everything back, I'm not sure I recommend it, because it does muddle your brain a bit. Or it does mine, when I've been drinking.
Mm-hmm.
It does muddle my brain slightly.
Yeah.
But it was all right, wasn't it? We cooked it up. And
it was all right. You didn't burn it or anything like that?
I didn't burn it,
No.
So I think, I have thought of one or two more things as well than this, talking of arising from this. You bought yourself another pair of headphones, which you received Saturday. You bought them Friday and received them Saturday, wasn't it?
The good news is that the headphones themselves are brilliant. They're the Sennheiser Momentum True Wireless 2. But the app for Android is an absolute inaccessibility mess.
Have you tried the iPhone app?
No, not yet.
No.
I'd have to connect the iPhone to it.
That's not what you want, is it?
No. But it's something I can do.
It is, yes.
Yeah. If I do that, though, then I'm going to have to get help to reconnect although reconnecting the Android app is pointless because you can't access it. So what happens is... a lot of the buttons are custom. They're not buttons. They're just custom graphics. And they label themselves, for example, voice underline assistant underline icon.
Oh, yes. I've seen things like this.
And voice underline assistant underline text. And you can't tap either the icon or the text.
See, it wouldn't be so bad if you could tap on them, would it?
No. If you could tap on them, you could get around it. So the app is really rubbish in terms of accessibility. But the headphones are great. They're really good headphones. I'll put the Amazon link on the show notes. And they're probably some of the best earbuds I've heard. I really like the Sony earbuds, the WF-1000XM3, but they're too bright for me. Unless you apply equalisation, which I don't like doing.
See, I don't find them too bright. I find them very full, and it's like listening to a big speaker.
Well, the Sennheisers are like that, but they're not so trebly. So you only get treble when you need it.
Yes.
You know.
You see, I found my Sonys. I might have to. Well, I'm sure I will be doing it again. Obviously, because using them, on my other headphones. But with my audio book, it was very full. When I was reading my book.
Yeah.
When I read it with my AirPods Max 2 or 3 weeks ago while I was ironing, it wasn't. It was very flat.
Mm.
But I discovered that you do get bass when you need it, like in music or in podcasts with more bass or things
now
like
that's,
that.
Now, that's a problem to me with the Sonys, because full isn't flat.
no, I disliked having a big speaker in your ear.
Yeah, and I don't like that.
Because, like, you know, but so, again, as you say, you can change all the equalisation.
Yeah, the semis are more flat, but they have bass when you need it. So yeah. If you get a bangy record, you get real bass.
That's what I found with the AirPods Max.
Yeah, one example I can give you, Ange, is I heard a Jim Reeves track the other day. And if you get headphones that are too bright, Jim Reeves really annoys me because he's really close to the mic and you can hear every breath that he's taking and all mouth clicks and all kinds of things, you know?
Yeah.
You don't hear those mouth clicks with the Sennheisers because they're flat, if you see what I mean.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's it's you know, it's horses for courses.
It is, yeah. Everybody's got that. And you can tweak these things with your equalisers.
Yeah, but the equalisers on the Sennies are set to neutral. I asked Debbie to make sure, and they are set to neutral by default. So that means that they're flat. And they certainly sound flat.
Yeah.
My idea of kind of how the engineer intended it, if you like.
Yes.
You know. Whereas the Sonys have got a big sound.
Yes, that's right. They have,
and
yes.
I don't like that big sound in terms of hi-fi.
Because things aren't always meant to be big. Like my book is just read by one person and she's just reading.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what the recording's meant to sound like because I don't. Because obviously I don't know how she recorded it, really, do I? I mean, I don't know what... But the AirPods Max probably give a more true...
So they
ought to for their price, though. Let's face it.
And I think the Sennheisers are more like that, if that makes sense.
Yes.
You know.
Yes.
So.
But they are a little more expensive than the Sonys as well.
If if you like extra bass, then the Sennheisers are not for you.
No.
Unless you turn the equalizer on, of course, which you can do, and it's got all kinds of custom settings and, you know, jazz and vocal and things like that. Which you can do, but I personally don't like equalization very much. You can also customize it, but again, the sliders are not accessible to us, so they've done a pretty bad job on the app, you know. So, you know, they're a terrific pair of headphones, though. I wouldn't send them back because I got them from Amazon. I wouldn't send them back. They really do work, but I'm going to have to ask Debbie to help me set up the voice assistant.
Yes, that's that's.
And then that will.
Hope that that's
you know.
Then doable.
Yeah.
So, you were in playing with things mood though, weren't you, Saturday? Because we've got a Sonos Connect sitting here we haven't used for years, and decided to set that up again.
Yep.
Which was a bit of fun and games, wasn't it? In the end. It was
And again, I have to say, again, that the Android app is much slicker at connecting to Sonos devices than the iPhone app. It just does it. You're not messing about, does it in a few seconds. But the iPhone app, I had to factory reset the Connect before it would even
find it. Took a while to find it online, didn't it?
It did. Yeah. And yet, afterwards, after I'd factory reset it, I connected my Android and it was a matter of 3 seconds or so, wasn't it?
Nice and quick, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So somebody obviously knows what they're doing in Android land. They got it really good.
Yeah, and this is with the new Sonos app as well, the newer one, the S2 app.
Yeah.
It still calls it Sonos when you install it.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
Because I'm looking sort of at this little Rome speaker because I'm curious. So I said, probably go on my Christmas list, and because if I do that, I can get it hopefully as a Black Friday deal, which hopefully it'd knock a couple of quid off. It'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Or if I don't, I might get it in the January sales.
But these Sennies, I recommend them to anyone, but forget using the app on Android.
Yeah.
I might load the app on iOS and connect it up, you know, and see what happens.
Yes.
Because that might at least let me update the firmware if it's more accessible.
Yeah.
It may be that VoiceOver will let me click the icons, but we don't know yet.
Yes.
But there you go. Right, what else?
Probably not a lot else. I think that's all we've... Because, as I say, our day-to-day stuff is just, well, you know, the same as ever.
Yeah, but we have got a treat for you at the end of the podcast. We've got a demo that I did of the SkyQ voice guide,
which we,
voice guidance.
We said we would put on, didn't we?
Yes.
You didn't plug it in the mixer like he said. I mean, that was going to be...
No, I just did a live recording sat in front of the telly.
Sat there because it was going to be a bit more tricky, wasn't it?
Yeah, the SkyQ box doesn't have an analog socket at all. So I'd have had to go in via the... via the Node 2 into the analog, and even that probably wouldn't have worked because the Node 2 you can't use optical and analog at the same time, so that probably wouldn't have worked.
Might not have worked very well. No, I don't think it would.
So I had to do it live with microphones. So
I'm looking forward to this demo. I haven't heard this demo yet.
It's not. It doesn't cover everything. But I covered as much as I could. You know, I covered recording a series, recording once, and then cancelling a recording. I haven't looked at the amount of time yet until I get it to a computer and edit it, but it's about half an hour. Hope it's of interest to someone. And obviously, if you've got any questions, write to ourplace@comproom.co.uk. Please don't write to steve@comproom. Because it will get jumbled up in my work email and I probably won't reply for ages if it's a podcast related question. So if you write to ourplace@comproom.co.uk, then I'll try and answer any questions. But we do have that demo coming up at the end. So is there anything else, Ange?
Can't think of anything.
So I've already given the contact details there. You can go to www.ourplace-podcast.info. and find out all the other ways to contact us and things like that. You can use our Amazon link. If you go to comproom.co.uk/Amazon and you buy anything, you're still buying from Amazon and you've still got all the Amazon protections and you can still return from Amazon, but they donate a tiny bit of money to us. So if you want to use that, that would be great. And without any more ado,
don't say that. You've forgotten to tell them about the Sight and Sound thing on Wednesday.
Thank you. Yes, thank you for that. I'd forgotten that. Yes, on Wednesday at 2:00, Sight and Sound have a thing called Web Wednesday, and they invite different people on from different organisations. And we're on this Wednesday talking about a gadget called the Navi Belt. Now, I went over the Navi Belt a bit in the podcast, didn't I?
I believe you have mentioned it.
Mentioned it, but I don't think we've gone over all the features and all that.
No.
So what I'll do is, if you want to come to the webinar, then that'll be great because you'll get a really in-depth explanation. For those who can't come to the webinar, they do make a recording available normally. But also, I shall go through the features of the Navi Belt on a podcast one day as well, so people can know what the Navi Belt is. And if you're curious, www.comproom.co.uk/NaviBelt.
Yeah.
There you go.
The other thing is, in the next podcast, someone's done us a review of the Sonos Roam, haven't they?
Yes, they have, yes.
And we're hoping to...
I haven't heard that yet. I'm hoping to include that on the next one. And the only other thing to mention, actually, because you reminded me about Web Wednesday and all that, Ange, is... let me apologise to customers of work of comproom.co.uk. We've had some downtime on the website because we've been trying to get it secure, SSL secure, so you get the padlock on the website when you go to my website. And it's now working. And that's thanks to Matt Campbell, who now works for Numa Solutions, that used to be Ceratec. So thank you, Matt, for all of your help on that. Just wanted to give a public thank you out there. We're all up and running and we're all secure, and so everything should be okay now, ready for ordering or whatever you need to do, or looking at products and things like that. So without any more ado, I'll say cheerio.
Bye from me.
And we'll go over to me and we'll travel a little bit back in time. When did I record this, Anne?
Only Saturday.
Saturday, yeah, that was
2 days ago.
And so we'll go back to me on Saturday recording the SkyQ box with voice guidance demonstration. So this is Steve reporting for Our Place, and this time I'm recording a demonstration of the Sky Q box. Now, the reason I'm doing this is because on the end of March, about the 30th of March, we got an update to the software, which means that the Sky Q box can talk. Now, I know a lot of blind people know that the Sky Q box can talk, but I don't know how many, well, there are one or two YouTube demos of it, but I thought it'd be worth demonstrating it on my podcast. The first thing I'm going to say is I think they've done a fantastic job, you know, as a V1 product. They've got this talking and it really is good. I'm really pleased with it. And there's so much more we can do that we couldn't do with the phone. And one of my favorite parts of the Sky Q box is that we can now browse through the top picks and things like that. We can browse through the TV guide and we can record programs whenever we want to record them, and so on. So that's one of the things, or some of the things that I want to show you today. So at the moment I'm just in my living room and my recorder is on the table in front of me, so you're going to get room ambience. It's not a close-up mic recording, so do bear with me because it's easier to record room ambience. So what I'm going to do first is I'm going to turn on the Skybox, and the way I do that is with my voice remote, and I just press the home button. So if I press the home button, what it will do is it will turn the TV on and then it will talk to us and we'll see what it says.
Smart hub, 13 items.
That's my TV talking.
1 of 14. Press right or select to choose.
What is fueling a civil war inside some of these societies?
Okay, now, unfortunately, because my TV was talking, we missed what the Skybox said. So I'm going to go right.
Prevalent and
today's top picks. Press right to navigate through content.
So what it said was home, actually, is all that we missed. So left.
Main menu. Press up or down for different categories. Home.
That's your home.
So you're on right or select to choose.
So that's your home screen, and there's 14 items, and it said press right or left to choose. So I'm going to press right.
To complicate things.
Today's top picks. Press right to navigate through content. New, unmissable, exclusive. Take a look at the unmissable drama, comedy and documentaries in store for the rest of 2021, including brand new shows, returning favorites and more. 1 of 38, select to choose.
Donald Trump.
So I'm going to press right.
Refuse to accept Joe Biden.
Intergalactic. Sky original drama set in outer space following a fearless young pilot who finds her life changed forever when she's accused of a treasonous crime. Plus behind the scenes extras. 2 of 38, select to choose.
So again, if I wanted to watch that, I could just select to choose it. Oh, that sounds like Deborah Haynes on Sky and Sky News. Okay.
Right.
Live Chisora v. Parker. Today, 6 PM. Sky Speed Box Off. Duration, 7 hours. Derek Chisora and Joseph Parker meet in a heavyweight showdown. Katie Taylor defends her title against Natasha Jonas, while Dimitri Bibble and Chris Eubank Jr. are in action. 3 of 38, select to choose Live Chisora v. Parker.
Go right.
Exterminate all the brutes. Documentary exploring the history behind white supremacy, including accounts of colonialism, genocide and slavery from around the world.
So that's your top picks.
4 of 38, select to choose.
So I'm going to press home to get back to the home menu.
Disinformation from
main menu. Press up or down for different categories. Home.
So that's the first category.
Press right or A. TV guide.
TV guide. This works very well too. So
this was a wholly,
for example, if I go into TV guide by pressing right,
it meant TV guide. Press up or down for different genres. Press left to go back. All channels. 5 of 18. Press right. Catch up. HD.
I'm going down at the moment.
7 of 18.
So if I want, for example, HD channels, because I love high definition channels, I can now press right.
What is it about?
HD. Press up, down, left or right to navigate through the TV guide. BBC 2 HD, 102. Select to view in Mini TV. Press right for upcoming programs.
So let's go down.
ITV HD. 103. Select a view in Mini TV. Press right for upcoming programs.
So if I press right, we can find out what's on.
New James Martin's Saturday Morning. Finished. Duration 2 hours and 10 minutes. Video format HD. Subtitles. James is back in the kitchen on Saturday Morning, where he's joined by Radio 1's Jordan North and Game of Talents host Vernon Kay. S4EP18. Select a view in Mini TV.
So if I go right,
new Ainsley's Food We Love. Started at 11:35 a.m. Duration 1 hour and 5 minutes. Video format HD, subtitles, audio description. Join Ainsley in his kitchen whilst he explores some dishes perfect for dining al fresco. First up is Cypriot lamb chops, cherry tomato skewers and potato salad. S2EP4. Select a view in Mini TV. Press R to record series. Press R again to record once.
So notice there it said press R to record series or press R to record once. So if I press R now,
children happy and healthy because their parents can grow the food
which is that one
to thrive.
It should now be recording series. If I go left
is what someone's
and then go right.
Imagine
new Ainsley's Food We Love. Started at 11:35 a.m. Duration 1 hour and 5 minutes. Video format HD, subtitles, audio description. Join Ainsley in his kitchen whilst he explores some dishes perfect for dining al fresco. First up is Cypriot lamb chops, cherry tomato skewers and potato salad. S2EP4. Select a view in Mini TV. Press R to record once. Press R again to cancel recording.
So, I've already recorded the series. So now I'm going to press R again.
It doesn't
confirm it, but that means I'm recording it only once. And if I press R again, that's cancelled it because I don't really want to record that. So it's that simple to record a TV program. So now what I'm going to do is I'm going to go back to home.
Main menu. Press up or down.
And I'm going to show you how we can access recordings now. So if I go to I press the sky button,
recordings, press up or down for different categories, press left to go back, most recent.
So that's what you've recorded most recently.
Right,
if I go down,
continue
watching.
2 of 7.
This
press
is really
right
good.
Or select to choose.
So
we've got
sort by. 3 of 7. Press right or select to choose.
So you can sort
there
by.
Also concerns about
schedule. 4 of 7.
Now
press
some of these.
Select to choose.
I ought to say that some of these things don't work. So the scheduled screen doesn't work currently. So that won't speak.
And kill them.
Purchases. 5 of 7. Press right or select to choose.
Security.
Rentals. 6 of 7. Press right or select. Manage. 7 of 7.
And there's
right
manage. And that's how you can find out your disk space. And again, that doesn't work, unfortunately. It doesn't speak. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go back up to recent.
Continue. Most recent.
Now we can look.
1 of 7.
And what we've got.
Press right or select. Most recent. Grid of items. Press up, down, left or right to navigate. New Ainsley's Food We Love. Duration 1 minute. Video format HD, subtitles,
so,
audio description.
Because I recorded a bit of that,
kitchen whilst he explores some dishes.
It's still there, so I'm going to get rid of it. So I'm going to go in there.
Ainsley's Food We Love. Press it. Watch live, series 2, episode 4. It will delete.
So we can delete.
Select to choose.
There you are. So it's easy to delete from the device as well.
Most recent.
There we go.
Grid of items. Press up, down, left or right to navigate. The bill. Duration, 48 minutes. Select to view all episodes. Column 1 of 4, row 1.
And that's the most recent recording I've got because we've been listening to the bill this morning. So we downloaded. So if I carry on.
We were back in Thames House.
Click. Duration, 33 minutes. Video format HD. Series link set. Click looks at what you can believe on the web and the open source tools that can help to track down the truth. Column 2 of 4, row 1, select to choose.
So, I'm going to now go right.
Other than the Russian state.
New NCIS. Duration, 1 hour and 3 minutes.
Now,
video format HD, subtitles, audio description, select to view all episodes. Column 3 of 4, row 1, select to choose.
Notice it says column 3 of 4 because you've got a 4-column grid. Now, I'm going to show you what happens.
Your Honor. Duration 1 hour and 9 minutes. Video format HD, select to view all episodes. Column 4 of 4, row 1, select to choose.
Now, if you go right again, it's going to do this. Hear that doop noise?
Attack of that kind.
It does that noise too. So that's what it does. So what you have to do is go down.
It took people some
999 rescue squad. Duration.
But you're then at column. You're at column 8.
HD subtitles. Select to view all episodes. Column 4 of 4, row 2. Select to.
So you're. In other words, you're at column 4 of 4, row 2. So to get number 5, program number 5, you have to come left, left, left.
Women on the force. Duration 1 hour and 4 minutes. Video format HD. Subtitles. Audio description. Select to view all episodes. Column 1 of 4, row 2. Select.
So once you get used to that, it's rows and columns. It's a grid. Once you get used to that, then that's okay. Now, let me. That's how you do that. Now, I'm going to go. So if you want to go to the bottom, for example, what you would do is you'd go down, 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 down. You can tell we've got a lot of programs. Down, down, and when it does that, you know you're at the bottom row, and then you can go right.
Finding Alice.
Then go right.
And now silence the hidden story.
And then right.
To new Marcella.
And then go right again.
An important part of operating now, in the grey zone.
If you've got a group of programs, this is the other thing I like about it. If you've got a group of programs.
Almost being a bit obsessive about the
new Marcella. Press left for menu, right for options, down for categories. Continue series 3, episode 5.
It remembers the last one you watched, and you've got new continue. Marcella. So
recorded the 16th of February, 9 PM, ITV, duration 1 hour and 3 minutes, video format HD, subtitles, audio description, Marcella investigates the truth about Bobby, trying to track down her own stalker leads to a shocking truth. Stacy attempts to escape the family with her baby, S3EP5.
Scarlett.
Now the other thing of course you can do is, if you combine that with your voice,
I think in the
For example, if I say,
and also because of the shoddy tradecraft,
hold down the voice button and say the bill.
With the source
of the bill, press left for menu, right for options, down for categories. Continue series 24, episode 42.
And there we are. It's remembered. It's the last one I watched.
Drama, duration 46 minutes. Iconic police drama series, when a young woman's body is found on a landfill site, suspicion falls on a married man who she was having a relationship with.
And we can't have any.
Now, what about recordings that aren't on the box? We can search for those with our voice as well. Let's see.
Suspected GRU officers.
Coronation Street.
They deny being in
Coronation Street, memorable moments. ITV, duration 23 minutes. Video format HD, we look back at pivotal storylines that captured the public's imagination, including the tram crash of 2010 and the Mike, Ken and Deirdre love triangle of 1983, with some upsetting scenes. Column 1 of 3, row 1, select to choose.
So it looks as though we've got quite a few Coronation Streets. If I go right.
Coronation Street. ITV3 HD, duration 2 hours and 50 minutes. Video format HD, audio description. Peter is kept under surveillance as he leaves hospital. Nina and Seb are subjected to an attack. Corey asks Asher to back up his story. Column 2 of 3, row 1, select to choose.
Accent. And if we go right again.
Salisbury Hacker.
Coronation Street, 60 unforgettable years. ITV, duration 1 hour and 5 minutes. Video format HD, featuring a whole host of Coronation Street stars past and present, this special explores the legacy of the world's longest-running soap opera. Column 3 of 3, row 1, select to choose.
So if I go down,
UK,
there's no more on that row. So that's what we've got.
The same kind of
Coronation Street memorable moments.
And that's, so no, we've got three.
Absolutely not.
Coronation Street. ITV 3HD.
So I select that.
2 hours and begins. Coronation Street. Press left for menu, right for options, down for categories. Start download.
There you
one
go.
Two, select to choose.
And that would
Coronation
allow me.
Coronation Street. Aired the 1st of April, 8 p.m. Available until today, 10:59 p.m. ITV, duration 46 minutes. Video format HD. Billy faces an important choice between Paul and Todd. Michael seeks answers about his paternity. Nina creates a diversion for Seb.
That's an old Corrie, so that would allow me to download that if I hit start downloading. And all in all, I think it's fantastic. I think this is really good access. They've done well. One thing I will say is, again, there is a setting where you can turn on voice guidance with hints. Now, or you can have it without hints. So I'm going to go into settings.
Press up or down for different
by categories. Pressing the home button.
Press left. Main menu. Press up or down for different categories. Home.
And I'm going to go down to press settings.
TV guide. MI recordings. It's catch up TV. Q on demand. Resort. Sky Cinema. Sky Store. Much sports. It worked kids.
I'm going down.
Prep music. Apps.
Is keen to be
12 of 14. Press right or select
the embassy.
Help. 13 of 14. Been able to my account.
Where is settings? I've forgotten where settings is.
Settings.
There it is.
12 of 14. Press right or select to choose.
Right, settings.
Status.
1 of 7.
Press right. System info. Parental.
Most of that doesn't talk, by the way.
Accessibility.
There we go. Now.
Tack.
Accessibility. Press up or down for categories. Audio description. It's set to on. You'll hear an additional commentary that describes the action in a program where this service is available. 1 of 6. Beep on audio description. It's set to on. You'll hear a beep when you tune to a channel that is showing an audio described program. 2 of 6. Subtitles. It's set to on. You'll see subtitles where they are available. 3 of 6. Highlight programs. It's set to on. All programs that have subtitles or audio description available will be highlighted within the TV guide. 4 of 6. Friendly. High contrast. It's set to on. Your Sky Q box will display in high contrast. 5 of 6. Select to turn on.
Coronavirus.
Voice guidance. Supported content on screen will be described audibly. Select with hints to hear extra details. Recommended for new users. Warning, turning this on will turn off Dolby Digital 5.1 audio. 6 of 6.
Now, press right. If I go right.
On with hints. Press up or down for options.
And if I go.
1 of 3. On without hints. Press up or down for options. 2 of 3.
Now, if I turn that off.
High contrast. Highlight programs. It's set to on. All programs that have subtitles or audio description available will be highlighted within the TV guide. 4 of 6. Press right to manage setting.
That's interesting. The hints are still being read. Now.
High contrast. It's set. Voice guidance. Supported content. On without hints.
So that's on without hints now. Now let's come out of that.
Accessibility.
To home.
Main menu. Home. 1 of 14.
So now it's not saying go up or down, left or right. So I know, because I know I can go up or down, left or right. So.
TV guide. 2 of 14.
That's better. So.
Home. 1 of 14.
But there, and if we go into it.
Today's top picks. The Rookie. Crime drama, starring Nathan Fillion as John Nolan, a construction worker who embarks on a career as a police officer after unintentionally assisting during a bank robbery. 1 of 38.
Draw. Supporting the princess.
And it doesn't give me hints anymore,
town,
which is good.
Not out of
so now I'm going to turn the TV off so I can talk to you. So that, I would say, is a really good system for getting the, you know, getting the most out of the Sky Q. That's my TV talking, because the Skybox doesn't turn off the TV. Let me turn that off. So this is really good because we can browse around the box and we can sort of download as we want to. If we select, we can download or record and things like that. There is a bug currently that if you turn off hints, it would appear that if you lose internet and then you get it back, the hints come back on. So, you know, if your box reboots for any reason, your hints will come back on. And that's a little bit annoying. I wish they would tie that to your account so that each box can have its own hints setting and they would stay off. I'm sure that will happen. That's the main, one of the only bugs I think I've found in the system. The system does rely on the internet, so if you lose the internet, you will lose voice guidance. To turn it on, you simply press the voice button on the voice remote and say voice guidance on, and to turn it off, you say voice guidance off. What I haven't tried is whether you can say voice guidance on without hints, because if that's good, you could just turn off voice guide with your voice and turn it back on with your voice. What I really like about this system is if you fancy anything, like, you know, a particular program to watch now, you can just search with your voice and it will come up with all options of that program, whether it's on demand or whether it's recorded or whether it's, you know, whatever, on this week, whatever, and so on. You can also say things like keep fit and it will give you home workouts and things like that, because you can go into Sky Collections. You can also, you know, you can say horror and it will give you the horror genre usually and things like that. And there are some really good things I like about Sky in general that I didn't really learn until we had a talking box. One of the things is you don't have to download a whole series to watch it. What I'm saying is if you start watching the first episode, the box will then grab the second episode ready for you to watch, and you can just do continue watching. So for example, we watch The Bill every Saturday, but it's on every day of the week on Drama. So as it's being aired on Drama, it then becomes available for download. So the box monitors that and it just lets you continue watching The Bill. I really like this system. I actually think it's the best talking TV system out there. If you can get Sky, it's really worth it now, and they've made it talk. If I have a wish list, I wish we could speed the voice up because it's a bit slow for me, but it's not. It shouldn't be fast by default, but I wish that we could speed it up or slow it down. I wish, as I said, that the hints would stick so that it would remember that forever without hints. Because once you know what to do, you don't need press right to select up to do this down. And very often the hints come in before the description of the program. So you have to wait a bit to hear the description of the program. So that's why I would like to see hints turned off permanently on my box, unless I wanted them. And then I could go in and turn them back on. But I think that is a bug, and I'm pretty sure that Sky will correct that. But as I say, I was delighted to be asked to test it. I was one of the panelists who were, you know, discussing it with Sky before it was released. And I'm really glad I did. And it's been fantastic. And the people at Sky have been fantastic to work with. And it's a really good version one. This is the first time Sky have ever done a talking box. Nobody else does it, to my knowledge. Virgin Media don't do it, for example. And Freeview, certainly they have the odd talking box, but you know, it's patchy anyway. But this is really a good system. And if you've got Sky Mini boxes in your house, Sky Q Minis, they can be set independently, so you can have one mini, you can have one box with speech on and you can have the other boxes with speech off and various things like that. So what I can say is I'm really glad that Sky have done this. Thank you, Sky. It's been an absolute pleasure to be watching this develop. I came in late, but seeing this happen, and on the 30th of March when I got mine, it was really fantastic to get it. There are links to show you how to force an upgrade, but I've been told that from the 26th of April, pretty much everyone should have the ability to do to turn on voice guidance on their Skybox if they need to. It's really been good. I hope the demo has been useful and worth it. And don't forget, you know, to give us feedback. What, tell us on the podcast, if anyone's listening to the podcast, tell us what you think of the box and what you think maybe could be improved. And but I'm really delighted with it. I really am enjoying the box. One other observation I'd make is, if you plug the box into an optical input, as I've got it with my hi-fi, you'll notice that every time it speaks, it mutes the TV. So that is a weird thing. If you use the TV's own speaker, it doesn't mute it. It just ducks it down a little bit. It doesn't actually mute the TV. But going through the optical input, it does mute the TV. I have a feeling this is the same reason that the box disables Dolby 5.1. And that may be another issue for some people. If they've got surround sound, they may not like the fact that it disables Dolby surround 5.1. But I'm guessing that what you could do is, if you've got a particular program you want to watch, so let's say a film, you could say play and the name of that film. No, you could say turn off voice guidance and then play that film, and then you would get it in full Dolby surround sound, and then you could turn back on voice guidance. I don't know why it needs to disable Dolby surround sound, but there you are. That's one of the weird things about it. But again, that could be a deal breaker for some people. Certainly isn't for me, because we don't use it. I've got mine plugged into a hi-fi system. All in all, I'd say a 4 out of 5, and it would have been a 5 out of 5 if the hints problem would be corrected, I think. So that is an excellent, it really is an up, thumbs up for me, for Sky. I think they've done a really good job. Thank you, Sky. As a blind customer, I really appreciate it.